and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast for Friday, April. Let's scroll over and see what the date is. 26, 2013. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. As always, last week at the movies, your number one film was Oblivion with $37.1 million. It was followed by 42, $17.7 million. The Croods, $9.2 million. Scary Movie 5, $6.2 million. And G.I. Joe Retaliation rounded out the top five with $5.8 million. This week, new movies include Pain and Gain, The Big Wedding, Mud, Contiki, and other films in limited release. Iron Man 3 opened up overseas and opened up strong. It already passed $36.5 million as of this morning. New Line is delaying plans for its Vacation reboot with Ed Helms as an adult Rusty Griswold on a trip with the new Mrs. Griswold, played by Christina Applegate. Deadline.com says HBO and Guillermo del Toro are collaborating on a new show called Monster, which is based on a Japanese manga by, butchering this, Naoki Urasawa? Sorry if that's wrong. Published by Shogu Kukan Inc. Again, apologies that I butchered that. Did not take Japanese in high school. Should have taken Japanese in high school. Or college, for that matter. Didn't do it. MTV announced a new Scream TV series based on the movies somehow. Nobody made a new Daredevil movie recently, so the rights have now reverted back to Marvel and Disney for whatever nefarious Affleck-free needs they may have in the future. Iggy and the Stooges, Iggy Pop, have a new record coming out called Ready to Die. It's due April 30th. If you must hear it now, Manor Astro Man's new album, DEFCON 54321, is on iTunes right now. But if you want to wait, the CD will be coming next month, as will the record. The record and CD reportedly come with a poster and possibly other extras. I read the vinyl, according to Henry from Chunklin on Facebook, who's going to put it out. He says the vinyl will have a download code. So I'm waiting for the record. You might want to go ahead and grab it now, and I'll probably stop talking about it unless there's something else really cool coming up. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Everything is on sale at Entertainment Earth. It's in stock. Buy one item, get a second, 25% off. Hurry, this offer expires April 30th, but you can choose from over 7,400 items that are in stock right now, unless they sell out while I'm talking to you, in which case maybe it's like $73.89. I don't know. The important thing is you can save big on things you've been holding off on buying. They're in stock. Order them today and enjoy. Happy anniversary from Entertainment Earth. I guess happy anniversary to us from us, and happy sales discounts to you from us. In the news, Hasbro announced new Marvel Universe 2013 action figures Wave 1 this week. Electro, Mysterio, Captain America, Rhino, Iron Fist, Silver Surfer, Black Costume Spider-Man, and Iron Spider-Man will be in this assortment. Mysterio looks great. I saw the prototype up close in New York. I love it. Rhino looks really good. Silver Surfer, I think, is a re-release. I didn't see it there. Black Costume Spider-Man looks like he may be as well, but we'll know for sure when pictures go up in a couple of days. Biff Bang Pow announced a ton of new products this week, including Dexter 3¾-inch action figure with Tin Tote, Venture Brothers Pete White and Jefferson Twilight action figures, Twilight Zone Eye of the Beholder diorama, Doctor Who Fourth Doctor Monitor Mate bobblehead, Battlestar Galactica 35th Anniversary Tin Tote set, $6 Million Man Retro Tin Tote gift set, 10 new Star Trek bobbleheads, including Build-A-Bridge based on Star Trek The Next Generation, which was my concept, so please buy some. Thank you. That was my suggestion. I wanted to get a bridge of all the people from the Enterprise-D. You put together the bobbleheads and ta-da! I'm very proud of it. And there's also a Big Bang Theory Roommate Agreement Journal and other Big Bang Theory journals. Check them all out on Entertainment Earth, or don't, but do. LEGO Minifigure Series 10 will be up at Entertainment Earth soon, and it's worth noting this is the first series to include an honest-to-goodness chase piece, Mr. Gold. LEGO has done bonus insert figures in other sets in the past, but this is the first time they've done it in the minifigure line. 5,000 of Mr. Gold were produced worldwide, and he has some golden vac metal parts. That's the good news. The bad news is eBay buyers are already paying a few hundred to $1,000 for one because they're crazy. Series 10 should be shipping very soon, and this is number 17 in the series. It's worth noting that other figures in the series include a not Xena, a Lady in a Bee costume, a librarian, a grandpa, and Medusa. I would almost argue that the Chase figure is the least interesting figure in the series, were it not for the insanity on the secondary market for it. I saw the picture. It's like, oh, there's one gold guy, whatever. And now it's like, oh, I won't be getting that one. Yeah, that's too bad. Because I kind of, you know, like having the set, but what are you going to do? Super 7 showed off its alien reaction figures on Flickr in all their 1979 glory. They're based on unproduced Kenner prototype action figure designs. Five figures were shown, including Ash, Kane, Ripley, the Alien, and Dallas. Each one is guesstimated to be around $20 and will be pre-orderable in July-ish and coming out in September-ish, give or take. While toys on Kickstarter seem to struggle, games go bonkers. Palladium Books has a Robotech RPG Tactics project, which in less than 3 days smoked its goal. It was like at $365,000 the last time I checked, and it needed $70,000 to be produced. Numerous special gaming miniatures, bonuses, stretch goals, and early adopter extras were the secret sauce in this surprisingly popular project. The lowest level at which you can get this game is about $80, and it's due in December, and it's neat. New Transformers include Beast Hunter Voyager figures. We have Wave 3 in stock as of my saying this. It includes Ultra Magnus and Grimwing. Grimwing's a cool new Predacon. Also new, it just went up this morning, I just posted it, Cyberverse Commander Wave 4, which has Huffer and a green Optimus Prime up for grabs. All these exciting items can be seen in Entertainment Earth, unless they're not up yet, in which case they will be very soon. I'm Adam Paulus signing off. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. We will see you next time. Follow us on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and Google+, because they are things that we are on, and you should be watching us on there if you aren't, and we'll tell you about things, hopefully exciting things that you'll want to know. See you next time.